Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Amen. Well, the title of this is Speaking Words of Faith, Part 3. And I'm going to talk tonight about speaking life back into your life, places that are dead, places that are dry. You know, we have the Word of God, right? And you can speak to those dry, dead things that don't look alive. Amen. Amen. Why? Because the anointing that's on the Word, if we'll just give it voice, you can frame your world. Yes, you can frame your world exactly the way you want it. Of course, I'm talking about lining up with the plans and purposes of God. Amen? Now, let's look at this. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, and let's look at the first pattern. Let's look at God, how He framed His world. You're going to find that God uses words. It's not just like God just thinking, and let me think on this long enough, and maybe something happened. No, He used words, right? Let's look this over real quick. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but let's kind of go through this. So the very first thing we see in verse 3, it says, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." So that's the first. God said. Verse 6, God said. Verse 9, God said. It keeps going, right? What's He doing? He's speaking, and He continues to speak because He's not finished yet. That's the key, saints. We keep speaking until your world is framed. You don't stop until you're finished. So God's not finished yet. Let's keep going. Verse 14, and God said, 20, God said, 24, God said, you get the picture. 26, and God said, let's get to verse 31. Now this is where, there's what I want to talk about. In the NLT, it says, then God looked over all that He had made, and He saw that it was excellent in every way. Do you get that? He talked. He spoke words until it was excellent in every way. So what's He doing? He's building. He's framing His world. Saints, we're made in His image, which we skipped over, but it's right there. We're made in His image. We are to imitate our God. Amen. And I think it's Ephesians chapter 5, 1. It says, we are imitators of God, dear children. Amen. Just like your kids try to imitate you. We are to imitate God. God invites us. He wants us to imitate Him. Amen. To be faith speakers.
Amen.
There comes, I'm going to tell you. Okay, here's the question. Who has the mouth on this earth? Well, I'm just waiting for God to say something. He's already said it. God's already moved. He's in a seated position. Jesus Christ, all His finished works are done. He's in a seated position. We're the only ones left out of the equation. We got to do our part. We got to do some talking. And I'm not talking about loose, idle talking. I'm talking about words that you want to plant on purpose. I'm talking about, there are times that we're going to get into this. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit, that's the reason, He will take a word. This is the Logos. The more words you know, the better off you are. You'll give the Holy Spirit something to work with in your life. Make it personal. Meditate in the Word. Make the deposit in your heart. Bible talks about the belt of truth around you, the truth of God around you, in your heart. Make that deposit, because you don't know what the Holy Spirit wants to use. He'll pull a word out of that Logos and He'll give it to you to speak.
Come on.
Saints, I'm telling you, that's where the power is at. It's that quickened word, the rhema word of God. When it's quickened, quickened by the Holy Spirit. Now, if it's not in you, He can't quicken it.
Amen.
Now, He may, well, I'll just leave it go at that. That's the reason why the word must be first place. It's that renewing of the mind. I keep hearing Kenneth E. Hagin, the greatest need for the church is the renewing of the mind. The mind has to be renewed. Your spirit man's good to go. But if the mind isn't matching what God did in you, the spirit man is sealed with the Holy Spirit. But your mind needs to be worked on. So the more we renew our mind and spend time in meditation in the Word, then, because listen, you may need that word. Listen, I there's certain scriptures I confess every single day, but I try to make as much deposit of the word in my life, in my heart, because I know I may need. There's going to come a time where I'll have to need that word, and the Holy Spirit will quicken that word for me to speak. Why? So that I can frame my world or whatever problem I'm looking at, the Holy Spirit can quicken something to me, then all I have to do is release it. Amen?
Amen.
Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Get a drink. Hebrews 11, it says 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. The word frame means to set in order. Or other words, another word is to arrange. Other word, God framed this world, set things in order, arranged. Saints, there's some things in your world. I know there's some things in my world. You know, we have an opponent, we talked about last time, our adversary. He's always trying to mess up the ducks. It's hard to keep him in a row. He has scattered the ducks. Why don't you think you got everything in line? He has scattered the things. But you got to come back with words and set things in order. Amen? If you don't do it, listen, we're not waiting on God. Get this in your head. We're not waiting on, He's waiting on you. His work's done. He's waiting on you to speak the word. And that's what the next, it says here, it says, now this is how He's going to do it. By the word. We understand that the worlds were framed by what? The word. That word is rhema. Once again, it's the rhema word. So in other words, it's specific, targeted at that point. God just didn't say anything. He spoke the word that He wanted at that time for that particular thing. You understand? Same way with us. The Holy Spirit, I quicken a word to us at that particular time and period in our life to change or to put in order the thing that needs to be put in order to line up with God's plan and purposes for your life. So if your marriage is out of line, if your finances is out of line, guess who needs to put it back in order? We do. There's no need waiting for God. He's already done. We should be walking in it, talking in it, realigning things that don't line up. If we don't, it's not going to get done. Now, I know it sounds kind of harsh. This series I'm teaching, the body of Christ doesn't have a faintest idea. They don't have no idea about the words they speak. They have no idea that they've been given. I'm talking about Christians, not the world. I'm talking about the Christian believers, the body of Christ. If we don't speak and get things in line, listen, we're called to be, he's made us kings and priests. What does a king do? A king makes a decree. He doesn't mess around. He makes his decree. I think it's Job 22:28 or 22:28 sounds right. You shall decree a thing. But in the Hebrew, it says you shall decree a saying. One scholar, actually several of them say this. It actually means you shall decree a decree. As kings and priests under the great king and priests, we decree his decree. Who's going to do that? Ah, we do. The enemy hates this. There's one thing he really hates. He hates us when we pray in tongues. That's probably the first thing he hates. Because we start praying. That's part of the priestly garments we put on as Christians. We start praying in those tongues, those mysteries. Tongues, that's about giving thanks. You're praising God. You're putting on the garments of praise. So that's vertical. But as kings, we work in a horizontal. We make our decrees on things on this earth, lining things up. We frame our world. Saints, I'm telling you, there's power. There's power in your words. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Let's see. 4:4. Jesus been tempted in the wilderness 40 days, and he has a response to the devil. His response, well, let's just pick it up in verse 3. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, this is what the devil, he'll challenge you. Saints, listen, he will challenge you, who you are in Christ Jesus. That's the reason why you have to get that in you, your identity in Christ. Get that in you. Listen, I don't have time to get into that. Just get that, because he'll challenge you. Listen to this. He goes, he's talking to the Son of God. He goes, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said to him, it is written. Now see, he had a response. Listen, you just cannot play the game of ignorance, because the enemy's not going to leave you alone. You're going to have to bring out the sword. The word, the sword in the Greek means, if you looked it up in the Greek, the Strong's, the sword of the Spirit means judicial punishment. You're going to have to bring out the sword and issue or execute judicial punishment against the enemy to keep him in his place. He'll run all over. He's a bully. So Jesus is not silent. You can't be silent. You got to say something. What does the word say? Now, he says that it is written. So he's not pulling out just any word. This is the rhema word. It is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. It's rhema. It's not logos. It's coming out of the logos, but it's rhema. It's the spoken word. This is how we are to live our life, by the spoken word. That's that quickened word that the Holy Spirit gives you. Now, it's a two-sided sword. It's a two-mouth sword. The first saying came from God. That puts an edge on it, right? But it's a double edge. When we decree His decree, now all of a sudden it's another edge on there. Now it's a two-mouth, two-sided sword. What does a sword do in the natural? It cuts, punishes. Spiritually speaking, we're saying the same thing, judicial punishment. Who's going to do this? We are. It's not going to happen if we don't. He says, let's read this again. Man shall live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Saints, write that down. Get that in your memory. That's how you're supposed to live. Remember, it's all coming out of the Logos. But the rhema word is that quickened word. That's when power is released. Because it's coming out of your heart. The heart of faith. Faith-filled words. And you keep saying. And you keep... Well, he does this another two times. But I just want to point this out. Jesus used it. He is the example son for us. We are to use it is written. That should be a common thing. I said that should be a common thing. If it's not a common thing, you need to check up on how much word you have in you. I'm not trying to get harsh. I'm not trying to get mean because I'm speaking to the crowd, to the choir right now. Okay? But for those who are not here. Amen. Well, turn. Anyway, I kind of got off track there. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's see, verse 17. We're talking about the armor of God here, but we're just going to jump in. I'm way off here. Ephesians 6, verse 17, and it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And here it is again. We're getting the same thing. It says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. And that word is rhema, once again. It's the rhema. It says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema word of God. Of course, he continues on with praying, but we're going to stop right there. He says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Listen, the Word of God does not become the sword of the Spirit until you speak it. It's got to come out of your mouth. If it's not coming out of your mouth, you're not releasing any power. It's not the sword of the Spirit. It's only when you're making the decree, because you're the mouth on this earth. That's bottom line. Well, I just thought Pastor Mark would do it for me. You have to do it. It's up to you. You have to frame your world. You're going to have to frame your house, finances, health. I mean, it's up to us. That's the reason why I say certain things. They're general things, but I like to remind myself daily who I am in Christ Jesus. I like to remind myself that, hey, Chuck, you were healed 2,000 years ago. You were healed 2,000 by the stripes of Jesus. You were healed. I like to remind myself. I like to meditate on it a little bit because I want to frame my world in health. I want to walk in that divine healing, so I constantly speak it forth. Why? Because I'm building, I'm framing something. And I'm going to keep framing. I'm going to keep speaking the word. That's the best way to live, right? Just speak the word. I don't want to wait until I get a bad report and all of a sudden I better start working on this. I'd like to get on the curve here, get ahead of it, and start saying what God says about me. Before, you know, the enemy tried to do something to me, I'll be a step ahead here. Amen. So, it pays to spend time in the Word. If we don't do the labor. And it's, you know, I'm not saying it's labor. It's there's times when the flesh don't want to get into the Word. It doesn't want to spend time in the Word. There's times when the flesh doesn't want to pray, but we have to make this flesh do its work. We should be dominated by the inward man, right? And I guarantee you, if you spend time in the Word and spend time in prayer, your inward man will dominate. Don't get too excited. But your inward man will dominate. Your flesh will not get the upper hand on you. Because you'll discipline your flesh. Paul had to do it. He had to buffet his body, discipline his body. But you do it on the spiritual side, spending time in the Word, spending time in your prayer closet. It makes it easier to buffet the body and to discipline your body. If you don't do your part in the Word and spending time in prayer in His presence, it's going to be very hard to discipline the body. Right? So, we frame our world by the rhema word of God. We say, it is written, it is written, it is written. It's a process. Just like God said, and God said, it's a process. You got to go with keep framing, you keep building, you don't stop until it's excellent in every way. Now, turn with me to Ezekiel 37, and this is the main part I want to try to get at. Ezekiel 37, we have Ezekiel He has a vision of a valley full of dry bones, dead, dry bones. And God's going to ask him a question in verse 3. Now let me read verse 1 first. And the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And now he's going to ask him a question in verse 3. Now you remember, he's in the spirit, okay? Now now we can learn from this, because I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter how dry it looks. I don't care how brittle it looks. I don't care if it's not moving. It is subject to change. The Word has final authority. Everything you see came from seed. Everything. I don't care what it is. Metal, wood, carpet, it all came out of the earth. And it's all subject. It came out of the Word. Let me back up. Everything you see are seeds, and they came from the Word of God. In other words, everything you see is a seed and is subject to the Word of God, which is the parent seed, His Word. So it's all subject. So if God says something to it, it's going to change. But he's got to find somebody on this earth who will work with him. Because the authority is with man. God, if he could do it, he'd just do it. Right? But he gave earth over to Adam. He messed up. Long story short, Jesus got it back. As man, but he was God, right? And he's seated now at the right hand of the Father. Now, he got it back for us. He's our example. But we're going to have to do something. We're going to get our mouth in line with what God says. Now, because nothing is happening until man speaks. Let's watch this. So in verse 3, he said to me, son of man, verse 3, can these bones live? So I answered, O God, you know. Again, verse 4, again he said to me, I'm reading out NIV. Verse 4, it says, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So he's going to prophesy. He's telling him to prophesy. Now, why would he tell him to prophesy? Because he needs a voice. You're hearing me? God needs a voice on this earth. So he's saying, prophesy. I don't care what you're looking at. I don't care. Again, I don't care how it looks. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what this report says, that report says. Prophesy what God says about it. It is written. It's not over yet. Keep framing. Keep saying. I don't care if it takes one day, two, three. You keep saying it. When I lost my ring, I made a decree. You'll say that. Well, I didn't stop making decrees after I lost my ring. Life goes on. I made more decrees. I kept saying. Why? Because I'm framing my world the way I want it. You got to frame your world, saints. Frame it. This should be the most exciting thing you've heard. You can frame your world. If you lack something, believe God. What does the Word say about your situation? You can frame it. We're made in His image. We should not come up short in this. You have the authority. You have the name of Jesus. We have weapons. We can plead the blood of Jesus. I mean, the list goes on. We're kings. We are to reign as kings in this life. It's not like I'm getting harsh, but I need to calm down. We can reign as kings. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. And I guarantee you, the first person that will tell you that, or the first thing, will be the enemy. You can't do that. It's not going to work for you. Stand back. Watch. It's the Word. The Word works. If you put it to work by faith, you walk in love, it'll work. It says, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, here we go, dry bones. Now listen, if dry bones can hear the word, guess what? Your situation can hear the word. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. And this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Verse 6. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know I am the Lord. But notice, again, nothing's happening until he speaks, until he prophesies. If he's not talking, if he's not saying what God's saying, nothing's happening. Nothing. Is he done yet? Not done yet. He's continuing to speak. He's framing his world. Come on. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Aha! Things are happening. I said, things are happening. But Brother Chuck, I don't see anything. Remember, things are happening, but yet, you got to remember, he's in the Spirit, right? There's some things you say that's not showing up yet because you're in the Spirit. You're saying things spiritually that's not here naturally. But you're speaking, they will show up. And they're going to show up here. Listen. Okay, let's go on. Verse 8, I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy. We're not done yet. So what are we going to do? We're going to prophesy. We're going to continue to talk, speaking the word, decreeing, until it's excellent in every way. Right? You get it. We're not stopping. He's not stopping. God's not done yet. A lot of times we stop too soon. People give up. God's not done. God's not the one who gives up. Listen, it's never too late unless you give up. If you give up, then we got a problem. God's not the one giving up. Never gives up on you. But he's waiting for those words to be spoken so he can do a work for you. So he prophesies. Verse 9. So he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it. This is the NLT. Say to it. How many its do you have? How many its in your life do you need to speak to? Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He called it an it. Remember? He called a fig tree an it. He answered back to it. You have to answer back to it. Your wallet may be talking to you, right? Just like the fig tree was talking to Jesus. Hey, I got figs. Hey, why don't you come over here? I got all kinds of figs. The tree was lying. False advertisement. And so Jesus cursed it. It didn't happen again. There's things you're going to speak to. You listen, if he spoke to the tree, you can speak to your wallet. You can speak to things. And verse 9, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me. Hallelujah. We're getting close. I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. So what's happening? He's not stopping until he's finished. Amen. You don't stop framing. You don't stop until it is finished. You got what you wanted. So we have all this happened because of one man who gave voice to the Word of God. Just one man. Saints, this is our example. Whatever you're facing, you can say the same thing. Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever situation you're in. But Brother Chuck, you don't know what I'm going through. It's really dark. Let me tell y'all about how dry and dark it is. Hold it. I don't want to hear it. God doesn't spend, when we saw, God didn't spend any time talking about how dark it was. When he started talking, he didn't deny it. He said it was dark, void, but he spoke the answer. Abraham, what he do? He considered not his body. He didn't talk about how old he was and nothing's happening. And that guy was old and dried up. Okay? But he didn't talk about how dry and old and how dry his wife was. He didn't spend any time talking. He didn't deny it, but he didn't speak a whole lot. He didn't speak of that anything. He just considered the promise. Amen. Other words, Abraham kept framing. He kept saying his name, Abraham, father of many nations, father of a multitude. I'm Abraham. He's framing. And the guy doesn't stop. He's been waiting 25 years. But now things changed. He's speaking the word now out of his mouth. God got the word in his mouth. And out comes Isaac in about a year. But then he's not done yet. He has more kids. Why? Because he kept saying his name's Abraham. He kept the promise in his mouth and he continued to frame. You can go as far as you want. There is no limit. Who's going to limit God? The only person that limits God is us. We stop. So Abraham considered not his own body, but he considered the promise. He kept saying and saying, what's he doing? He's calling those things that be not as though they were. Amen. He's calling forth what he wants. Well, God told him to say that. That's the same thing as saying, it is written. It is written. It is written. No one can stop that. Not the devil. Now he's always hindering. He'll get in your mind and tell you it's not working. He'll put circumstances in front of you, and he's a bluff. He's a deceiver. Deception. That's all he's got. But you can use the word and execute punishment on him and keep him in his place. Because he'll mess things up. What about us? Bible says to consider our great high priest, our great apostle and great high priest, Jesus Christ. Consider him. Let's look at that. We'll close with that. Get Hebrews chapter 3, I believe. Hebrews chapter 3. Close them. This last one. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. What's confession? It means to say the same thing. That's what we're talking about. So we're to consider the apostle, high priest of our confession, which means to say the same thing. What did God say about your situation? That's what you're supposed to say. And you don't stop until you're done framing. You speak, you talk over and over until it's done. That's how we're supposed to operate. And you continue to talk, you continue the frame until it's excellent in every way, just the way God did it. It's not, we don't stop. We don't allow the enemy to bully us, to push us off the path. We stick with the Word. We hold fast to our confession of faith, and we continue to confess the Word until we're done. Then we say, it is done. But as long as we're on this earth, there'll always be projects to do. There's always framing to do. If you're walking with, everyone's on their own path, your own lane. I don't want to get in your lane. So as we walk our lane, God, I guarantee you, there'll be things you'll have to set in order. There's it's like we talked about the five loaves and two fish. As you go down your lane, there will be a need. God will see to it. Well, God would never have me have a need. He will stretch your faith out and tell you, I want you to do this. Okay. Where's the money? You're to look to Him for the need because He's the supplier of the need. That's the whole point. He wants to co-labor with us. And a lot of times I got this heavy need and I don't know, Brother Jerry, you're going to help me. Pastor Jerry, you're going to help me. Well, if I have a need, I need to look to the supply. The supplier, right? The whole point is, we need Him. He needs us to get the work done. Amen. I got to quit. Amen. Hope you got something. A little nibble or chicken nugget bite or something. I don't know. Saints, the Word works. Joy and I have been at this for a few years. You know, I think back when I first got saved, real quick, I asked God, before I was even baptized in the Spirit, I asked God for I remember one time, it's pretty big, and God moved. Now, I'm not going to go in detail, but He moved for a little old Chuck, who wasn't even filled with the Spirit. God, you take Him at His word and you believe His word, you put that word in your mouth, He'll move. And I believe in being filled with the Spirit, obviously. I mean, there's no debate about that, but I'm just making a point. God honors His Word. If you step out on His Word, believe Him, you'll see the Holy Spirit move on your behalf. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.